Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show, and number one best-selling author of the book, Own Your Past, Change Your Future, is my co-host today. We'll take your questions at 888-825-5225. Stephanie is with us in Springfield, Missouri. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm good. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure. What's up?
My husband and I have been married almost a year, and for 5 months of that, we've been dealing with a health issue. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So we never got in a good rhythm together in our newlyweds as far as finances were concerned. I had to stop working full time. I'm working part time. And we've been doing fine, but I'd like to get refocused once my chemo's up in September. We're going to have a budget meeting and celebrate and discuss. So my question is, how do we start that and get back on track and reapproach finances after we got kind of derailed right in the beginning?
How old are you?
31.
So it sounds like the prognosis when the chemo is finished in September is excellent, the way you're laying this out.
Yes, we're very hopeful it'll be cured and my PET scan will be cancer-free.
Okay. And we start the cancer-free journey then. Well, why not just whip cancer in the first year of marriage? Let's just go ahead and get that one out of the way. Oh, my goodness, kiddo. Wow. Well, I'm so sorry. What a strain and what a weird thing to have to go through in year one of marriage. I mean, wow, that's amazing. Okay. Well, to start with, let's just say this. Doing a budget and getting on a plan to build wealth is an important part of the rhythm of your life. It is not even on the same scale as beating cancer. Okay? So, I mean, like, budget 2, cancer 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, right? So,
yeah.
Amazing. You're an amazing young hero. Congratulations. Wow. So, I want you to finish using all the energy that you have at this moment to live in the present and knock this out. I know you need to look past the chemo just to get through it. I don't blame you for that. Mm-hmm. But let's just say it is very, very important that it's more important that you complete this and that you beat the cancer by far than it is that you do a budget in September. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Now budget. No, but not a big deal now. I mean, it's like, You've done two tours in Vietnam. Walking down the street past an alley is not a problem, you know, that kind of thing. Right. So that's where we are. So, then you just sit down and you're going to do what you're looking for. A normal life. Finally, to have a normal struggle, to pay off some debt and to live on the same page together and that kind of thing. And so whatever lingering medical bills you have, whatever debts you have, you're going to begin to address those. And the two of you are going to sit down and start working the baby steps using a budget to do that and working together. But you've learned to work together. You didn't have a choice.
That's true.
There's some great psychological literature out there that suggests that when people have the opportunity to peer over the edge, whatever that looks like, that it changes their approach through life, both of you in your marriage, right? And so I would love, before you sit down and start doing the math problems, I think it would be phenomenal to start a weekly dreaming session with your husband, answering one question. Now that we've peered over the edge, who do we want to be? Because most of us walk through life in the illusion that we're going to make it to 72 to 85 years old. That's about the average is right, and we'll be all right. And the reality is none of us know. And you got to lean over the edge. You got to sit in that room and have that scary C-word conversation. Right? You've been there. You've had chemo plugged in. You know, and now you can say, who do we want to be with the 10 minutes or the 100 years we have left? right? And then, man, right. Budget becomes how do we fulfill this cool thing? Because if we owe some money, we need to get that knocked out so that, right? If we want to go travel more, I want you to quit your dumb job because it's killing you faster than my chemo is hurting me. Like, let's do that now. Like, so you can make some of those decisions based on who do we want to be together? What's the world we want to create for ourselves? And how can we love and support those in our community? See how radical of a different approach that is?
Yeah.
You have the gift of perspective. It's one of the things that this is going to give you is that gift. All this pain and all this.
And I don't want that gift, right? I don't want that. You could keep your gift, but you've got it now, right? So the question is, what are you going to do with it, right?
Yeah.
You're a powerful, brave woman, man. And I'm glad. It's an honor to talk to you.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And if we can help you in any way, let us know. But basically, you're going to sit down to a zero-based budget that aims the money that you make towards your goals. But John's point is, I think your goals are going to be a lot more noble, a lot more, you know, your goals aren't going to be, I want a new car, you know. It could be, if that's okay if it is, but it's the shallowness that most people live in, I don't think you're going to struggle with for a while.
That's exactly.
It may come back on you at some point, but right now you've got the gift of perspective.
Yeah.
And it was forced upon you. You didn't sign up for it.
But. And those bills, just because they've got cancer on them or doctors on, they are debts, right? And they go in line just with every other debt, and we're going to knock them out one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best we can.
So I've been asked, John, over the years on the show many times. The first time it happened, a guy called me from Atlanta, pulled over to the side of the road and sat on the side of the road and talked to me. He was on his way home to tell his wife that he had been diagnosed with stage 4.
Yikes.
And he said, I got 90 days. That's what the doc said.
Wow.
And he's going home to tell his wife. And he called me on the radio from the side of the road. I'm like, this dude, I would have. There's a lot of other people. But, you know, but his whole point was he could deal with it better if he had his ducks in a row on how to make sure she was taken care of. I got to get a will done. I got to, you know, pull the life insurance policies out, make sure I see what they are. I mean, I've got to lay out a game plan here for her because I've not got a lot of time to make sure she's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And that'll give me peace if I have done that. And so, when I understood that, I was, okay, I get it. Still kind of weird that I get a phone call from the side of the road like that. But it's honoring and humbling.
Yeah.
But from that day and all the different calls similar to that I've gotten over the years, obviously Stephanie's not in that situation. She's got a recovery going. But anytime you get something like that, you know, what you want to do with the baby steps and everything else is just push full stop, pause. We're just going to pile up cash and live in the moment, you know, for these short couple of moments we got. Or pile up cash and use it to clear this. Now, once it's cleared in September, now she's going to go back to doing a regular budget and a regular rhythm on that, which is a good thing to do.
Right.
Desperately crave normal.
That's right.
After something like this. But it's okay to stop and pile up cash.
Yep.
Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. So, John, a lot of stuff going on with Questions for Humans.
Who would have thought, man? Who would have thought?
I didn't. John came to me with this idea, and he said, we're going to make cards, like a deck of cards, that helps people start conversations. And so they can get off their cell phones and actually talk to each other. And I said, that'll never work. And good God, hundreds of thousands of these things later, was I wrong?
We're doing all right with them.
All right. We can't keep them. I can't order them fast enough.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
The most popular thing. So, yeah, it's now we got all kinds of versions.
Yes.
Questions for Humans. So
well, they're
conversation starters, a little deck of cards, and it's got a question on it, something like, what's your favorite movie?
But they're twisted. They're not just like, what's your favorite movie? It's, What movie made you laugh so hard you peed your pants, and when did you see it? Like, what was the story around that?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So we're trying to create communication, right?
Right.
But yeah, and after we put out the first few decks, then people said, "Well, hey, could you make one for my workplace? Could you make one for my like girls' night out?" And I was like, "I haven't been on a lot of girls' nights, but we're happy to give it a shot."
Well, we have some girls that work here that have been on that. They can help us. Yeah,
brilliant women in a room and figure it out. So anyway, we're working on them and putting them out, and it's been a blast, man.
So now we've added girls' night out, guys' night out, dating conversation starters, parents and teens. Yeah, there's people that talk well. That one I can get, okay? Workplace edition, all of these are there. So we've created these questions for human cards, conversation starters, help you disconnect from your screens and connect to actual humans. And these are fun. I mean, I'm joking around about it. I'm actually telling the truth. I didn't think it would work, but they've we've had a lot of fun with them around the office here in different settings. We started one in the one of the leadership meetings the other day and discovered that I've had more traffic tickets than everyone else in the room put together. So,
hey, the other day
it's not a shock.
We've got a few new decks coming that I was editing, and I did them with my wife on the way to our trip this past week. 4 hours in, we're laughing, telling stories, stuff. We celebrating our 20th anniversary. I did not know some of these stories about her, and vice versa. So they were a lot. They're good, man. They're just good. They're fun.
So pick them up. Questions for humans. Conversation starter cards. All these different versions are there now at RamseySolutions.com, and they're flying off the shelves. They're a big deal, and you're gonna love them. They're fabulous. I mean, I'll just love it when I'm wrong. So there you go.
And you get tickets.
You get tickets. What are the tickets?
No, do you get a lot of driving tickets, meeting tickets?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You that's easy to predict.
That is, yeah, fairly, exactly.
Fairly. Blinds.com is our question of the day. 100% satisfaction guarantee means even if you mismeasure or you pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. You get free samples, free shipping, the new promos they run every month, and you'll save even more. Use the promo code Ramsey to get the best deal.
Today's question comes from Mike in Texas. Mike writes, "My wife and I are in baby step two and have been able to pay about $4,000 of our debt in the past 3 months. However, we've hit some bumps along the way. My wife is the sweetest person I know." Uh-oh. Anytime somebody starts a sentence that way.
"I have the best wife, but..."
"But. My husband is so great, but..."
"But."
"My wife is the sweetest person I know, and she loves buying gifts for people. Most recently, she bought me a set of power tools for $300.
Well, that's so nice.
I do enjoy woodworking. I do not need or want these tools. I see that as a $300 chunk that could have been put towards credit card debt."
Because you're right.
"Is there a way to politely decline this gift from my wife and return it, or should I just be grateful for it and move forward?"
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. You touch this one, Dave.
Everybody in this conversation is being so nice that there's no communication going on.
Correct.
You guys are the softest. You pussyfoot around everything. None of you make anything clear
in this
house ever.
Exactly.
We're just in the, it's like a Saturday Night Live skit on nice. You know, isn't that what you're seeing?
Yes. Well,
she's nice, but now I want to be polite.
I see.
And
her.
I want to be nice, and these people are not hillbillies. I'm just saying.
She buys gifts for other people. That's the way she buys self-esteem for herself. Is she pictures herself as a giving person, so much so that she will take care of everybody else except for her own household in order to put on airs that she is this kind of person.
Ooh.
He, on the other hand, is a wimp and a coward. And yes, this is a hard conversation. Make no bones about it. But if you and your wife have sat down and said, "Here is a goal that we want to get out of debt," and you're cranking on it, 3 months, $4,000, paying off $1,200 a month on this debt.
There's nowhere that anyone in a situation where the two of you are in sync on baby step two, there's not a script where she goes and buys $300 worth of tools.
Absolutely not.
I don't know where that comes from.
She's either trying to figure out if this, either it's your birthday and you left that out. She's trying to figure out if this boundary is going to hold. She wants to know, if I do this for you, then it's going to free her to go back to
her old ways.
This in my house, and let's flip it around. if me and my wife did this and I went and bought my wife something for $300, and I'm doing that because something like this has happened over the course of my marriage, she got upset, and she should have been upset. Not because I bought her a gift, but because I violated the covenant that we made, that here's a plan that we're going to follow together.
Yeah.
And then I put her as the recipient of this, making it her problem, not ours anymore. And it's just not cool, right?
It's manipulative.
It's manipulative. That's exactly right.
So the thing is this. When she walked in with a gift, you should have said, no.
Absolutely not.
We're in agreement.
And that would have been a part of a fight that she had started. Mm-hmm. You weren't causing the fight at that moment. No.
We were in agreement that we are getting out of debt.
Yes.
You buying me $300 worth of stuff is not part of that agreement.
Absolutely not.
Period.
Yes.
That's not only not nice, it's in violation of, you broke your word to me.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, but this guy never says anything like that.
He says, oh, thanks, I'm going to love these things. And now, inside, he's sick.
Do I sneak them back over to Home Depot and get the credit?
Right.
And maybe I'll tell her later. Yeah. No, dude. This is like when she set the box down the counter, you're like, what?
What do we do? Yeah.
What?
So tonight, sit down and say, hey, we have to have a hard conversation. I'm grateful that you bought me these things, but you and I agreed that we weren't going to do this.
And I'm not grateful that you bought me these things.
And that's right. There you go.
Because you violated the trust that we had put in each other.
Yeah.
And so it's more important to me that we work together and that we keep word to each other to get rid of this debt than it is whether I have some power tools.
Yes.
Or whether you're generous to me or whether I'm polite to you.
And so let's put a list of things that we want to buy and do for each other and together in the future. And we're going to keep a running list over the next 3 years while we get out of debt. Let's keep it there or something. But this is just a violation, man. And there's two people who are struggling with their own, what they see in the mirror, man. They're trying to make it work.
You know what? I did this too. I hadn't even thought about it. You said you'd done this, but I mean, I've been married 40 years, so I've had lots of opportunities to do crap wrong. So,
well, I've done this a bunch, Dave. I've done this a bunch.
I'll tell you, because Sharon is a tightwad.
Mm-hmm.
She does not like to spend money.
Yeah,
but her nature isn't, and until she's ready, and it's something. But I mean, most of the time, her nature is she's a saver and I'm a spender. And I'm also one of my love languages is just giving, mm-hmm. generosity. And so when we were too broke to do it, I would, on her birthday or on an anniversary, buy her a dozen red roses, mm-hmm. which is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know what that costs now. I still do it, but it costs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's crazy. But even then, it was like, you know, whatever. I spent $100, let's say. Well, $100.
It's $1 million and you're broke, right?
$100.
Yeah.
And, you know, where are those flowers in a month?
Exactly.
They're in the trash. You know, and to her, the sentiment did not keep up with the stupidity.
That's right.
And so she was more concerned about the stupidity than she was the sentiment. And it took her a decade later from that to actually accept flowers when we can afford them and enjoy them. But now she actually can enjoy them. So she got 40 roses on her 40th. Right, which was a lot too, but now I can afford to throw them away in a month, and so now she's not. It's not stupid anymore. But back then I violated the same thing this woman did.
That's right.
This is the Ramsey Show. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author of the book Own Your Past, Change Your Future, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Thomas and Emily are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Good to have you guys.
Great to be here.
So where do you live?
We're from Clifton Park, New York.
Okay, which is near?
Albany.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Good to have you guys. How much debt have you paid off?
$41,000 in 6 months.
Good for you. And your range of income during that time?
$70,000 to $125,000.
Good for you. What do you guys do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
I am an indoor cycling instructor. I work on a farm, and I run my own marketing company.
Whoa. Okay, so how did you double your income in 6 months?
I got a big promotion at work mm-hmm. and some bonuses along the way,
mm-hmm.
And then her business kind of took off, a couple of websites that she got, and all just kind of fell into place.
Good deal. That's nice. I love it when a plan comes together. So what kind of debt was the $41,000?
So at that point, it was, I think I had $6,000 left on my car, and then the rest of it was student loans.
Mm-hmm. How long y'all been married?
6 months.
Okay. So you got married, had the plan to come home from the honeymoon and attack this. How in the world did you make a weird decision like that and get connected to this Ramsey stuff?
So I bought in a long time ago. I was sitting at work, and I was actually, oddly enough, trying to figure out my budget to finance a BMW and get all this different stuff that I wanted to sign up for, the engagement ring. And I just was looking at the numbers. I'm like, this doesn't work. So then I'm scrolling through financial podcasts, as us nerds do, and came across yours. And I was like, wow, I've been wrong the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of binged, listened to your podcast, and then read the book, went through Financial Peace University, and here we are.
Okay. And then you get engaged. And so, Emily, you're like, this guy, he's kind of over the top on this stuff.
Yeah, he bought into it a long time before I did. He would put it on whenever we were driving in the car, and I was like, you got to turn this off.
How smooth, man. Yeah.
So he,
that's so subtle.
To be fair.
Like I through a window.
To be fair, I had it on 1.5 speed, so it wasn't that bad. So yeah. it could have been even worse.
Sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and he tried to guess what your answers to people's questions would be before you said it, so I was like, you're just...
That's a good way to flex for her how smart you are. I probably know what's coming. So what pushed you over the edge, Emily?
Well, he proposed, and I was like, well, I'd rather get married to this man than keep my credit card, so I went all in, and I cut it up, and I was like, we're going to be on the same page, we're just going to do it, it's a plan, I'll stick to it, and here we are.
You don't hear that very often.
That's just like an act of character.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. We need to have her on your show on how to properly do this.
You just solved most of America's issues right there. I'd rather stay in relationships, so I just quit being stupid, and then I moved on with my life. Like, that right there, man, heals. Incredible, man. You married well, my brother. Good job.
Married up, for sure.
That was a mic drop right there. That was beautiful. Because, I mean, the number of people that say, I want to do this, but I also want to do that.
I love him, but I want my couch. Or yeah. I really love her, but I need my BMW. Whatever. Like, no. I love her more, so I'm just going
just
to
like
quit being dumb.
Yeah. Done. Yeah,
that's incredible, man. So you go through this plan. Y'all get after it. That's a lot of money. You're getting these bonuses. You're getting new websites. And it's like, I got a new website. It's like, cool. Now we can pay off more student loans.
Exactly.
That doesn't feel right, right? So walk us through that journey.
I think just because we had that mindset going into it, because we had started separately. Like, I started 40 months ago, and I was going through my own journey separate, and then she came in. So when we actually had that influx of income, and actually we were saving up cash for the wedding, and both our parents helped us out tremendously with the wedding. So we were able to take all that money that we stockpiled to pay, and we put it on all the debt. So it really kind of steamrolled it all.
Who are you two?
Yeah. It's amazing.
That was free money, dude, to go buy a new car with.
Yeah.
Y'all are incredible.
Y'all are weird. I love it. Very well done. How's it feel to be free?
Awesome.
It's weird because every time I got paid from a client or I got a paycheck, I was so used to watching that money go out of the account right away. And now it's kind of surreal watching it. It comes in, it stays, or I can spend it on something that, you know, we budgeted for and that I want to spend it on. So it's weird, but it's good.
You have control of your life now.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well done. All right. You're brand new married. You're unbelievably successful. Very well done. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
The budget. Staying consistent. I mean, every month your income's going to change. Like with her business, if a website comes in, sometimes they don't. So just when you get the extra money, put it on to whatever your goal is using the snowball. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I mean, it's just staying consistent.
And it helps to have a team. And, you know, we both kind of had started beforehand and kind of plugged along. But once we were together and, I don't know, working at it and consistently doing the budget, it just exploded.
Yeah.
Mm. How old are you guys?
We're 26. Oh, man. She's much older than me, though.
I'm a week older than him.
26 and you're debt-free?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Y'all won!
But more than anything, they know how to think together. They know how to dream together. They know how to execute together. They know how to get on the same page. You know, all of these tools that you learn in this process are going to be used throughout your life on other things, too. So it's put your relationship in a completely different place.
Dude, I do relationships for a living, and it's very rare to hear somebody say, I loved him more than my stuff. Hang on to that one. Yeah. That's, yeah, she's good.
Well, and it wasn't, you know, and Emily, I don't put words in your mouth, but you didn't do that. We have the benefit of seeing your body language and everything. You were not saying, I gave up my brain, I gave up my right. You're just saying, I agreed with this, I chose.
Yeah, I chose.
And
him.
I chose,
yeah,
priorities.
Yeah.
Both. It was a mindful, intellectual,
beautiful,
decision, an, yeah, act of my will. It was not a, I have to go along because I'm dumb. It wasn't that at all. I mean, right, this is a bright, I'd very, very sharp young
it's
lady
wise.
Saying this. Very cool. Very cool, y'all.
And
very
you,
well done.
Not good at dating, playing podcast is just like a move. But hey, it worked. It worked, right?
Yeah, it worked.
Well done, man.
Yeah, yeah. Doing the right thing the wrong way. But yeah,
okay. Exactly. Instead of smooth jazz, we're going to listen to Dave Ramsey.
Hey, we got a jazz opener.
Whatever, we do have a we do have a jazz opener. Well done, man. Congratulations.
We're proud of y'all. Well done.
Thank
Who was
you.
Your biggest cheerleaders?
Both of our parents were pretty big cheerleaders. I mean, during this time, her parents paid off their mortgage. And I actually got my mom to buy in a little bit here because she saw what we were doing, and she's like, hey, that's pretty cool. How did you do that? And I went through her first budget with her and kind of showed her everything. So
she'll be on this stage.
I love it.
You're changing
yeah,
legacies the other way,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change my family tree both directions. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Good job, you guys. Well, we got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That's the next chapter in your story for sure. No question about it. You are on the way. Our latest number one bestseller for you. And a copy of Total Money Makeover coming up on its 20-year anniversary and almost 9 million copies sold. So I'll give you a copy of that. You can give it away to somebody and get somebody started. Sounds like you're already evangelizing this stuff a little bit anyway. And a Financial Peace University 1-year membership. If you haven't been through it, go through it. Dr. John Deloney's in the new videos with me and George and Rachel. And they're the best teaching we've ever done. It's really, really strong right now. So Financial Peace University, all that stuff. You said you'd been through it, so maybe you give that to somebody as well. So whatever you want to do, it's all yours. You can do what you want to with it. Thomas and Emily from New York and the Albany area, $41,000 paid off in the first 6 months of their marriage, making $70,000 to $125,000. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Ready?
Three,
two, one.
We're debt-free!
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Wow! Yeah, I can't get it out of my head. The opposite is a lady that called me one time, and she said her fiance wanted a prenup to protect his classic car. And I said, don't marry him.
Absolutely not.
This guy loves his car more than he loves you.
Yep.
This guy's not a keeper.
Yep.
So if you're my daughter, I would prevent you from marrying him if it meant his death. Stop it. Don't do it. No. This is quite the opposite.
It's the opposite.
The opposite. Beautifully
done. I'm not going to find my security in pieces of plastic. I'm going to find my security in us.
And in relationship.
In relationship. Let's
and
do
an
this.
And an agreement.
Yeah.
That is where we both have a vote.
It's incredible.
Wow. Powerful. This is the Ramsey Show. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Bill's in San Antonio. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Man, I'm so excited to talk to you. So I'm 31, been married 2 years. My wife and I have about $45,000 in student loan debt. Right now, that's all we've got. I work for my family in agriculture, farming, and ranching, and I make about $30,000 a year. My wife makes about $40,000. So, recently, we've been hammering down on the debt, getting it paid off. We got $25,000 down, got $45,000 to go. This house has come up. It's owned by my parents. They want to sell it to us. We want to buy it. We need it, but we're trying to pay the debt off. So I went to my folks. I asked for a raise. I've been with them 5 years now, never had a pay raise in that time. And they said, well, why don't you just let us pay off your student loan debt? And I said, man, that's a wonderful gesture, and I appreciate it. But, you know, we've been working really hard to pay this off, and I feel like if I take this money, there's going to be some strings attached. And, of course, that's just based on our relationship, and that's a different conversation.
No, it's not. It's the same one.
It's the exact same one, Bill.
Right. Okay.
Where there are no strings, yes, you take the gift. Where there are strings, then we have to discuss the strings.
How old are you, man?
31.
31. How do they justify? I'm going to put it on them. I'll put it on you. You're 31 years old, making $30,000 a year. What are you doing?
I work for the family business.
No, we understand.
I know that.
What do you do physically? Why are you taking this?
Why are you doing this? You work too hard. You're too smart. Your work ethic is too strong.
Making two or three times that.
Or four.
Yes, I should. I also have a business degree from Ole Miss. So the reason why I do what I do is because I love it. I'm not working for my parents because I've got no other way. We raise cattle. We raise sheep. This is my passion. I love my job, and I hope to someday have my own place. And this, to me, is the best way to get there. My own place to run my own business is what I mean.
How is $30,000 a year getting you there?
Well, it's slow.
It's not.
It's not, man.
So, what do they make?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
You have a business degree,
right?
Yes,
now,
you do.
Yeah, you know.
I would say over $1 million a year.
So I'm gonna say this, and it's not gonna be pretty, but I'm getting frustrated. Your parents are taking advantage of you.
This is strange.
It's not cool. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, y'all sound like my wife.
It's disrespectful. And what's happening is it's pitting a relationship. If they can just cut you a $45,000 check to wipe your... It's a power play, man. It's a move.
Yeah.
And you smelled the move. I don't know, man. I'm from Texas. I get wanting to have a ranch and run the cattle. Those are some of my closest friends in the world. But you can't do that at $30,000. You're never going to earn the money to buy your own ranch, or you're playing a 30-year long game with a couple of power brokers that they may give you their ranch someday. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Go get a job at McDonald's and make 30 grand. At least you can deliver pizzas at night and make another 15 on top. You're killing yourself
for
$30,000.
Well, you're doing your day-to-day work. You enjoy doing the day-to-day work. But I honestly believe you could manage a ranch for somebody, with their business degree and with your knowledge of the actual, events that have to occur on the ranch to win. I mean, you know how to handle the cattle, you know how to purchase the cattle, sell the cattle, deal with the issue. You know how to do that. So you could work for someone else as a manager and make $100,000 a year, couldn't you?
Maybe not 100, but I think I could double my income, but I'd have to move somewhere.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you would. So my point is, if your parents hired someone to do what you're doing, they would have to pay them more than they pay you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's where I say you're getting taken advantage of.
So the rule in business, the rule in family business is this. My kids work for me, okay, is they get paid what other people doing the job that they are doing get paid. Not more because they're family, and not less because they're family. And so Rachel Cruz is a Ramsey personality, and Rachel gets paid the same percentages on a book royalty that Dr. John Deloney gets paid as a Ramsey personality. Now, she might sell more books or less books, and so she might make more or less than he makes, but not percentage. She's on the exact same comp schedule as Ken Coleman, as George Camel, as Dr. John Deloney. And so that's Rachel. And so Rachel's not being mistreated by me working here, making less because she's family. And she's also not getting paid more because she's here working as family. And she that's does Rachel. Stand to inherit this place. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So she doesn't have to accept $30,000 a year. Instead, she makes what... you know, what these other guys make doing this thing here that we're doing. So, and the same is true of my son Daniel, who's one of our senior vice presidents and runs Entree Leadership. Okay, and so what does he make? The same thing as the other senior vice presidents that are running business units, as a percentage of their revenues is how they all get paid. And so you should be paid what someone else that didn't belong to your family would be paid, but not necessarily more. And so, no, I do not want the $45,000, and yes, I have to rethink whether I can stay here at all.
Right. Well, that's pretty much what I was thinking, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But here's the thing. If mom and dad were making no profit and you were joining in on the family business trying to get the thing turned around and putting your shoulder to the wheel.
Totally different.
That's a different game. But they're probably making $1 million a year.
Well, and I know what they make because I know what their livestock is worth.
Hello. And so, you know, and you're not, you know, you're not coming in here and asking for more than market rate, but I'm no longer willing to accept less than market rate. And if the promise of this inheritance is not enough to keep me.
Mm-mm, absolutely not.
Because it's a bad arrangement in the short term.
And that arrangement comes with strings.
Yeah.
Of all kinds.
Yeah, and it probably would be good for your mom and dad's relationship with you, good for your relationship with you, good for your wife's relationship for you to work on another ranch for a while.
Yeah.
You don't have to cut strings. You don't have to burn bridges. You have to cut strings, but you don't have to burn bridges.
Yeah.
And just get your marketplace savvy established, your value in the marketplace established, and then we can discuss maybe in 2 or 3 years how to come back and under what circumstances you can come back. And it's going to be market rate then with a plan towards succession in the business that's laid out.
Guys, do y'all recommend that I have this conversation again with them now that I've listened to you and I'm probably a little bit more confident? I mean, obviously you guys don't know them from Adam, but is it worth another word?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yeah. It doesn't hurt anything.
I think you tell them I'm going to reach out to seek this amount of money. This is what my time and my experience and my knowledge and my value is, and I want to put y'all on notice. I'm going to be looking for this type of work across the Southeast region, right?
Southwestern region.
Southwestern, yeah, wherever you happen to be.
Yeah. But the it would, if you want to stay there and they suddenly want to clean this thing up, then that'd be okay. But I'd be honest with you, I think if they were going to do that, they would already done it.
Right. And my experience has been kids who grow up in this type of relationship undervalue themselves because they've been undervalued. And your wife, you mentioned it, she sees it. She knows what her husband's worth.
And she's not just mad at your mama.
No. I want you to see what you're worth, my brother.
Yeah.
That's a long answer to no, don't take the money.
Yeah. So fun. Wow. Interesting. That puts this hour of the Ramsey Show in the books. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone, but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges, and I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.